loud up.
The voice of Mr. Billy Garvey, age 67, late foreman at Halbrighton Malting, recorded in his home by Wendy Hubbard, October 1958.
There were quite a lot of them, and these old, they used to get together, and they used to go out to different places in those days. They were normal chaps because they used to like the beer, and they used to go from place to place, which they'd go because the passengers were petrified, and try and make a bit of bother. But this old Benjamin Thomas used to walk about the village. Remember the happened on? I remember one time he walked into the bush. I spent a bit of my young time at the bush. He came in there one day, this Benjamin Thomas, with his his white apron with the carpet he used to wear those days, and walked down. He used to live up the what we call the Patsel Road. He walked down into the bush, and he went into the kitchen. And while he was sitting there, there came a travelling clockman, which they used to travel about those days. He used to walk about, travel with a clock, and he used to come to your house and ask if you wanted your clock repaired. And of course he came in, his old clock repairer, and taking this old Benjamin Thomas, he was sort of a pompous sort of a man, he took him to be the landlord, and he said, "Do you want the any clocks repairing today, sir?" And this old Benjamin says, "Yes, you can take that," but none of the ones stood up in the kitchen. "Take it down," he says, "if you like." "All right, sir." Okay. With that, this old clockman got the clock down on the table and started pulling to pieces. And out walked Mr. Thomas laughing, see, because it was quite a common thing if they could do the public and the bit of a prior practical joke on me. Well, of course, Benjamin Thomas walked off up the way, and when Mr. Bowers walked down in the kitchen, he said, "What are you doing?" And to this old clockman who'd got the clock to pieces on the table, and he said, "Why repairing the clock?" He said, "Well, it doesn't want repairing." He said, "Well, the landlord just told me," he said, "to take it down and clean it." And of course, he said, "Whoever is on the landlord," and he said, "Well, I took the other man to be the landlord." And of course, Mr. Bowers took it on with parts and had a good laugh over it and thought, "All right, I'll get a little bit of you sometime for doing me a trick like that." That was some of the young life. Although it's surprising, although we didn't have many ties, not like they do today, we don't have any ties. We used to have to make our own amusements. Well, we were happy. I must say that even with the hard life and nothing much, but I had a very happy childhood. I'm no happier, I don't think, than what I was when I used to have to get an old box and a string on it and play instead of some of the toys I've got now. I used to play hours like that at a time. Well, I always remember I can remember my childhood very early. You know, I can remember when I used to sit in my pram, watching the children play. Yes, I couldn't be very old because I can always remember it. I can always describe the old bassinet, as we used to call it. It was made of a wicker and a